This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Way out in West Texas, an area mostly known for oil and gas, think Permian Basin. We've talked about that a bunch of times, right? There is a team of scientists out there that's given a whole new meaning to the phrase green energy. Engineers at the University of Texas El Paso have found a low-cost way of generating hydrogen inspired by a plant that is native to that part of the country. Inspiration aside, though, and given the size of our green energy challenge, how far can innovation like that really take us? Zoe Kurland from Marfa Public Radio has that one.
In parts of Texas, the prickly pear cactus is everywhere. Potted outside of coffee shops, dotting the side of the road, poking out of cracks on the sidewalk, and also lining the pathways of the University of Texas at El Paso campus. The path where Navid Atarzadeh, a materials engineer, has made the same trek to his office for years.
This is the way that we go to the other lab that we have.
And every day on his walk, he'd pass a prickly pear cactus. Come rain, come shine, or a lot of shine. Today's temperature?
Right now is 110 Fahrenheit.
It's not what I like to hear.
It was intense desert heat that got Atarzadeh thinking. As the seasons changed, he noticed that even in the face of blistering heat and blustery winds, the prickly pear fruit didn't budge or dry out due to the plant's unique structure.
Usually fruits are connected to branch, but here we have the fruit connected to leaves, and that is amazing.
This gave Atarzadeh an idea, which he brought back to his advisor, Ramana Chintalapalli.
And what you're looking at today is the materials processing lab.
As the name suggests, Chintalapalli says the lab is dedicated to materials research, finding alternative substances to use for different chemical reactions and technologies.
Those materials must be economically viable and should be environmental friendly as well as giving best performance that it could.
One of the lab's focuses is electrolysis, the process that takes water and splits it into hydrogen and oxygen. Hydrogen gas can be used as an alternative to fossil fuels, but it's a costly process.
Right now, everything is dependent on expensive metals such as platinum.
So these scientists are looking for a cheaper alternative, like nickel. For nickel to work, it has to be transformed. That's a difficult process, and the structure of the prickly pear cactus helped them figure it out. Whereas previous designs had used one kind of nickel, this one contains two different kinds of nickel, fused together in the shape of the cactus leaf and fruit.
The leaf is nickel phosphide, and the fruit are nickel sulfide.
The leaf and fruit design allowed for more surface area, which meant
we could enhance electromobility with that prickly pear cactus structure.
And it worked. More electron mobility meant more electrochemical reactions, which in turn created more hydrogen. While nickel still isn't as efficient as platinum, it makes up for that in cost. Nickel is more than 1,000 times cheaper. As Brian Korgel, professor of chemical engineering at UT Austin, tells it, this isn't the first time nature has inspired a greener solution to an energy crisis. This field of research is called biomimetics.
It's a made-up word, biomimetic. I don't know who made it up, but it basically means biomimicking or bio-inspired.
Made up or not, Korgel says the biomimetics field has generated many fascinating innovations. Color-changing paint inspired by butterflies, a robot that moves like an octopus, artificial bones. Korgel says plants have long inspired how we develop the materials that speed up chemical reactions. He says biomimetics are especially useful for hydrogen research.
We're looking at the things nature has figured out over time and how can we adopt those to make hydrogen more efficiently.
This is the principle behind UTEP's design. But even with promising results, how realistic is it for this new process to leave the lab and be used more widely?
We don't know much about the mass production. What are the difficulties? What are the challenges?
Texas already has a lot of hydrogen infrastructure due to the state's booming oil and gas industry, pipelines for transport and facilities to store the gas. But a new electrolysis process would require creating a supply chain from scratch. So it could be decades before we see the fruits of this cactus-inspired design. However, when the time comes, if there's any place poised for a hydrogen boom, it's Texas. In El Paso, I'm Zoe Kurland for Marketplace.